in Zama Beis Yud Aleph. Now it's Sus Pesach. Sus Pesach was made out of a Kodam Mikan, Mikodam Mikan, Mikodam Al Gabei. You have two poles on the two sides vertically and then one horizontally on top of them. It doesn't have to be that pole, it could be a string on top of them as long as it's taut. Even the poles are of a certain height, and then you have suspended over them the top pole with a hefsek of many amas. As long as the poles on the bottom are directly underneath the string on top, even if there's a big break between them vertically, it's no problem. So the important thing over here is that one has to be careful that if you are suspending the string way up above the poles, it has to be directly above the poles, otherwise it does not work. This is one of the important things, putting up a city area, because when this is not done there, it is possible. If he put the top one on the side, not directly above them, even if he connected it to the vertical poles, but it was not on top of them, it was on the side of them, lo mahani, because that's not the normal entranceway, isn't it? So vertical poles has to be strong enough, it has to be able to hold the door. It could be even a door that's made out of straw and reeds. The cone on top could be made out of anything, you know, a string, but it has to be something that's taut. It will not float around. Nice like this. The vertical poles definitely have to be strong enough not to move around in the wind. The one on top is the machlekes of the poskim. But the ma'aser, we are makbid, the choshev opinions that there is a problem. And therefore it has to be very tautly stretched.